we have children's story. If we could have all the children come up, please. We could have all the children come up. Happy Sabbath. That was okay. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
All right. I know a happy Sabbath. Thank you very much, Sister Chloe. Happy Sabbath to you, too. Let's go ahead and have a word of prayer before we get into our story, okay? Dear Father, we just want to say thank you again for a wonderful Sabbath, especially one that we can focus and remember what you did. Thank you for this communion Sabbath. Please, Father, speak to the hearts of your children. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. All right, I need you to listen very carefully to this story because it's very important. There was a mother, she was washing dishes. What was she doing? She was washing dishes. And her little six-year-old daughter came into the room, came into the kitchen where she was, and she looked at her mother as she was washing dishes, and she looked at her mother's hands, and she said, "Mom, you have some ugly hands. What happened to your hands?" And all of a sudden, her mother stopped, and her eyes started watering up, and tears began to come down her face, and her daughter said, "Mom, what's wrong?" And Mom dried her hands, and she said, "Come with me." And she sat down on the couch, and she set her daughter on her knee. And she told her this story. She says, when you were born, she said, you used to love and laugh and play, and I used to tickle your tummy and blow on your tummy like this, and you would giggle. And she said, one day, you had fell asleep in my arms, and I set you in my crib, in your crib, and I remember that I needed to go next door and get something. And so I thought, you know what, she'll be all right, she's asleep. I'm just going to run next door real fast and grab something from the neighbors, and I'll come back, and everything will be okay. Well, when she laid her in her crib and ran next door, she didn't know that the neighborhood boys, the neighborhood boys were playing with fireworks. Anybody in here know what those are? And they were, what do they do, Chloe? You, all right, you light them and they go, whoosh. All right. And so they were playing with fireworks and they accidentally set the house on fire. Now, she said, you were in the house, but I was next door. And I didn't know the house was on fire until she heard sirens. And she said, where are those sirens headed? And all of a sudden, she looked out the window of her neighbors and she saw that her house was on fire. And so she ran out of the house, but the fire officers grabbed her before she could try to get to her house. And they said, no, no, ma'am, you can't go in there. She said, my baby. And she fought off two firemen. And she burst in the house. Flames were everywhere. And she ran to the room where her baby was, and she grabbed her baby up. The flames were burning her skin. And she grabbed her baby, and she ran out of the house, and she was pushing away debris. And as she ran out of the house, she held her baby out, and the baby wasn't breathing. And so the ambulance came, and they grabbed the baby, and they took the mother, and they put them both in the ambulance. Well, the mother stayed in a hospital for a long time, and the little baby did, but both of them made it out. And she said, I got these scars on my hands because I had to save and protect you from the fire. And that story reminded me of what Jesus did to us, did for us. Let me read a Bible verse to you. And everyone should never forget this one. In Zechariah, what book? Zechariah 13:6, it says, "And one shall say unto him, What are these wounds in thy hands? Then he shall answer, Those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends." You know, when we get to heaven, everybody's going to have a brand new, big, strong body, right? But there's going to be somebody there with scars on their body. Who is that going to be? It's going to be Jesus. And the little kid is going to walk up to him and say, "Hey, how'd you get those scars? You're the only person in the universe with scars." And just like that mother sat that little girl down, Jesus is going to set those little children down and tell them the story of how he saved you and how he saved me. Amen. Our offering for today is for Pathfinders and for the youth. And before you even give, I want you to remember what Jesus did for us. Because it means more to me than the world. Thank you, guys. Go ahead and grab a bucket and grab the offering.